When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The BMW i4 M50. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Experience the power of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. The complete suite of intuitive technology keeps you connected. The pure performance keeps your heart racing. The BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all this.
This is Megacorp, an investigative podcast exposing some of the world's most unethical corporations. This series is about Amazon. I'm Jake Hanrahan, journalist and documentary filmmaker. Megacorp is produced by H11 for Coolzone Media. So this is the final installment of Megacorp, for this series at least. Over the past 12 episodes, we've dug into almost every Amazon scandal there is. Dangerous working conditions, union busting, spying on customers, and much, much more. This series has been very information dense, so for the final episode here, I'm going to recap everything we've learned and take a look at what people might want to do now they have all this information. You can maybe use this last episode as a primer to get people interested in listening to the whole of Megacorp, or you could use it as a too long, didn't read version. It's up to you. Anyway, let's go back to episode one. We heard about the mistreatment of warehouse workers at Amazon, where they're worked off their feet. As we mentioned then, Amazon warehouse workers are paid around $17 an hour in the US and around £14 an hour in the UK. For these wages, employees will often work 10 to 12 hour shifts constantly on their feet, where they're expected to hit never-ending targets. A package must be dealt with every 30 seconds. If you're working as a picker, you're expected to process 300 items per hour. You're given 9 seconds to take each item from a robot that delivers shelf upon shelf of Amazon packages. Staff are constantly filmed in the warehouse as they work, and their toilet breaks are even timed. Workers get 2 15-minute breaks, much of which can be taken up by just walking to the toilet through the vast expanse of the warehouse. People often fall asleep standing up or become injured at work. Leaked documents reveal in 2018 that New York's Staten Island Amazon warehouse reported injuries over 3 times the industry average. To put that into context, the injury percentages at the Amazon warehouse were worse than at steel refineries and sawmills. All over the world, workers have voiced anger at these horrific working conditions. So has any of this changed in the few months we've been doing this series? The short answer is no. There have been some victories for unions here and there, but Amazon continues in its mission to crush them. Workers are exhausted, overworked, and in my opinion, are often treated like flesh robots on a warehouse floor for their Amazon managers. Now remember, Bezos is worth an estimated $177 billion. And on working conditions at Amazon, He has said, quote, "I'm very proud of our working conditions," end quote. After 12 episodes of research for this, that quote rings even more tone deaf for me than it did at episode 1. Especially when you consider how sinister some of Amazon's union busting techniques have been, which we covered in episode 2. If you remember, we covered how in 2018, an internal anti-union Amazon video was leaked onto the internet. The video is essentially a training guide on how to stop workers unionizing. This video was sent to managers at the company Whole Foods amidst the initial stages of worker organization around June 2018. Whole Foods was bought out by Amazon in 2017 for $13.7 billion. The anti-union video is 45 minutes long and is split up into 6 different parts. The whole thing is animated. It takes place in a 2D Amazon warehouse where the narrator says the purpose of the video is, quote, "specifically designed to give you the tools that you need for success when it comes to labor organizing," end quote. Now, there's something quite Orwellian in the way this video portrays itself. As we said before, it's essentially a guide that Amazon has created to help recognize when workers' unions are beginning to form, but not so they can help them, it's so they can stop them. Yet the language used in the video acts as if it's somehow an ally of the workers, when they say they're helping give companies the tools they need for success when it comes to labor organizing. What they mean by success is basically crushing the unions. Amazon is training and encouraging workers to literally spy on each other. They suggest monitoring their behavior, their clothes, and even what words they use to try and work out if they're involved in union organizing or not. The video goes as far as to suggest that managers second-guess the motivations of the workers by watching to see if anything changes in their behavior, even if they've not said anything regarding unionizing. So I think it's safe to say that the Amazon warehouse and anyone unionizing there is not in the healthiest place to be working if you want some level of autonomy in the workplace.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
So what about the health and safety? Well, in episode 3, we covered that too. Now, as we noted back then, in 2020, the UK's GMB trade union obtained figures that showed injury rates weren't improving and were perhaps getting worse at more than 50 of the country's Amazon warehouses. GMB used the Freedom of Information Act to get hold of the figures that show the dire situation of warehouse safety. In fact, as cited in a Guardian article, in 3 years leading up to 2020, more than 600 Amazon workers had been seriously injured at UK warehouses. That's an average of 200 plus Amazon workers a year sustaining what's classed as, quote, serious injury in the workplace in the UK. The annual total of Amazon warehouse injuries was 152 in the years 2016 to 2017. It went up to 230 in 2018 and then up again to 240 in 2019. A 2021 study by the Strategic Organising Centre, the SOC, shows that workers are more likely to be injured at Amazon warehouses than in any other warehouse in that industry. They're also more likely to be injured more frequently at Amazon warehouses and even more severely. So basically, if you work in warehouses for a living, you are way more likely to catch a severe injury working for Amazon than at any other of their competitors. So Amazon's warehouse work is borderline oppressive and even dangerous. When workers want to unionize to try and change some of this, Amazon literally encourages other employees to spy on them in a bid to crush the union. So why is Amazon so underhanded? Honestly, at this stage, my best guess is quite simply because profit over everything. As we already know, Bezos is the richest man on earth. It's not like his business is struggling either. As we mentioned in episode 4, in 2020, Amazon made 44 billion euros in sales income in Europe. That's 38 billion pounds and $50 billion. They didn't pay any corporation tax on this. Corporation tax is paid by businesses in the UK and is calculated on their annual profits in a similar way to income tax for individuals. The corporation tax rate has been 19% for all limited companies since April 2016. Prior to this, the rate varied depending on the company's profits. Unlike individuals, companies don't receive any kind of tax-free allowance and therefore all profits are taxable. However, there are a number of expenses and deductions that can be claimed to reduce your bill. Either way, Amazon should pay their way like everyone else has to. Now, as I stated before, I am not a big fan of any state and I'm certainly not a fan of my government here in the UK. But this is just the way things are. If you're a mega rich company making money under these conditions, you should have to pay the proper tax under these conditions. Why? Well, because if you or me or your average man and woman earning normal money on the street don't pay their taxes, we get sent to prison. Now, your average man or woman is not rich enough to hire top of the range accountants firms that help you dodge tax. Amazon is. I say this because what they're doing is actually perfectly legal. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that makes it all the more frustrating. Europe has become a playground for mega corporations. They're able to do acrobatics with their tax payments because they can afford to make it work for them. Meanwhile, companies like Amazon willingly abuse their most important workers whilst paying as little as possible back into the countries they make money off of. If all this wasn't bad enough, we went on to discover in episode 5 and 6 that Amazon is also spying on everybody too. So we asked the question, is Amazon spying on you? We took a look at several of their products and the answer was a resounding yes, they are. First, we looked at their smart speakers. In 2019, it emerged that Amazon employees had been listening to voice recordings captured via Amazon's Echo smart speaker in consumers' homes and offices. This wasn't a couple of rogue employees either. Amazon literally hired thousands of people to do this. Their job was to not only listen to what you're saying, but to also transcribe and annotate it. They then feed it back into the software with the aim of apparently helping Alexa understand voice commands more effectively. Either way, they're listening to your conversations and they're writing them down. This raises extremely serious questions about a citizen's personal privacy, and trust me, it gets a lot worse. Reported by Forbes, the people tasked with listening to your conversations are, quote, required to record the data whether the device has been activated on purpose or not, end quote. So by buying an Amazon Echo, you've essentially invited an employee of Amazon to listen into your private conversations, whether you've given Alexa a command or not. If Big Brother is always watching, it's clear now that Amazon is always listening. If the people hired to listen in, record and annotate conversations in your home via the Amazon Echo hear private data, such as your bank details, they're told to just mark it down as, quote, critical data and move on. Let's just hope every single one of the thousands of people Amazon employed to do this are honest and didn't steal anyone's details. Next, we looked at Amazon's home security devices, specifically Ring. Ring is a home security company owned by Amazon. They bought it in 2018 for $1 billion, and millions of people across the world use the technology. Ring provides a line of Wi-Fi-connected security cameras for your home. You've likely seen footage of Ring doorbell security systems online. It's basically usually a little camera in the doorbell or wherever they put it in their house. And it allows the homeowner to see what's going on outside before they open the door or inside, for example, if you want to keep an eye on your kids as they're playing. Through the Wi-Fi, you can pull Ring up on your phone or your tablet or your laptop or whatever. In 2019, it was reported that hackers had built themselves a dedicated software for hacking into Amazon's Ring security cameras. It becomes clear how fucked up this is when looking at a story from Mississippi in the US, where it was discovered that hackers had managed to get into a Ring security camera placed in the bedroom of three young girls. One of them was just 8 years old. The hacker managed to take control of the Ring security camera, playing music through its speaker as the young girls played in their room. The hacker played the song Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and when one of the young girls asked who was there, the hacker replied, quote, "It's Santa, it's your best friend," end quote. If that wasn't bad enough, it was later discovered that Ring's own employees had been improperly accessing Ring's user video data. It doesn't stop with the home security systems either. We learned that Amazon had been allowing law enforcement to use customers' home security systems, specifically the Ring doorbells, to access video footage in the wake of the George Floyd riots across the US. They've also been building huge systems for America's CIA and Britain's GCHQ.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Now after that, this brings us to episode 7, where we looked into Jeff Bezos' trips to near space aboard his Blue Origin projects. Blue Origin, the Bezos commercial space company, stresses that to keep costs down, their rockets are all about reusability. Well, actually, when we looked into it, according to the 2022 World Inequality Report, One spaceflight emits more carbon dioxide than most of the world's population creates in their entire lifetime. To me, knowing that, it seems a bit ironic for Blue Origin to be talking about paving the way to a brighter future for our kids as they do, when their very own MO of regular commercial space flights will possibly destroy the Earth's environment quicker. Now, whilst Blue Origin says it wants to make commercial space travel cheap, they don't mean the same kind of cheap as the way most people understand it. Cheap to me, for example, is say 30 pence for a pint of milk. My point is, the people who will be taking these space flights will almost definitely already be very, very rich. For them, sure, it might be cheap, but for your average man and woman on the street, Blue Origin's space trips will be completely and utterly unobtainable. So in theory, whilst these rich people are flying around like the Jetsons, claiming to be advancing society for us, your everyday man and woman are getting blasted in the long run with unprecedented levels of carbon dioxide buildup in the atmosphere. Now, why does that matter? Well, if there's too much carbon dioxide, the Earth gets too hot. If the Earth gets too hot, we are all completely fucked. The oceans will go toxic, food will become scarce, crops won't grow, and brutal climate wars will undoubtedly erupt. Carbon dioxide levels have been steadily rising on Earth for the past 100 years, now hitting levels that scientists say have been unprecedented for hundreds of thousands of years. So we're already wrecking the shop due to excessive pollution, and now the rich commercial space people want to save us by dumping out a load more carbon dioxide via space shuttles we'll never be able to afford a ride on. After taking a look at Blue Origin and Bezos' early life, we came back to Earth and the present day to learn about the Amazon Flex Driver Pyramid Scheme, a scandal in which Amazon drivers had had their tips stolen from them by Amazon as a means to pay their daily rate. For this, Amazon got fined $61.7 billion, and believe it or not, almost immediately, they became even richer. Listen to episode 11 to find out how. Now that was all a very long way of summing up the key points of what we've already gone into in this series, but as I said, you can use this as a means to draw people into learning more about the mistreatment, corruption, and non-stop scandal inside Amazon. Now, if you've got to the end of this series, you've listened to every episode, you might be thinking, should I boycott Amazon or not? Well, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. That is entirely up to you. I didn't make this series to preach or tell anybody what they have to do. Let's be honest, Amazon has become so intrinsic in our lives and so useful that it's hard to totally detach from it. Spending money with Amazon obviously doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't mean you have no ethics. And if anyone tells you that, honestly, just tell them to mind their own fucking business. Saying that, at the very least, I do think if you're purchasing from a company as soulless and as ruthless as Amazon often is, at the very least, you should be aware of what they're really up to. With this series, I've tried my best to cover all of that with as much detail as possible. Outside of being aware of Amazon's theft, spying, worker mistreatment, and tax dodging, I'd suggest supporting any Amazon workers union you can. Don't worry too much about, are you represented politically within it? These are workers that are coming together and they want a better future and a better working environment. That is definitely worth supporting, in my opinion. Also, I would say this, but also spread this series far and wide. I didn't make this for other reporters. I didn't make this specifically for people that want to be outraged. I made this for everybody. If you are shopping at Amazon, as millions and millions and millions of people do, I think, again, the very least you should do is be aware of their bad practices. Also, I would suggest checking out the works of the many reporters I've cited by name throughout this series. Oh, and if you ever happen to be in contact with Jeff Bezos for any reason, tell him to look after his workers. They're the most important facet of his empire. Without them, he is fucked. This has been Megacorp with me, Jake Hanrahan. Thank you for listening. M- Megacorp is made by my production company, H11, for Coolzone Media. It's written, researched, and produced by myself, Jake Hanrahan. It was also produced by Sophie Lichterman. Music is by Sam Black. Graphics by Adam Doyle. And sound engineering by Splicing Block. If you want to get in touch, follow me on social media at Jake_Hanrahan. That's H-A-N-R-A-H-A-N.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.